Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did a video not too long ago about a district attorney who got in trouble down in Georgia. And now we've got some problems with magistrates in West Virginia. And Xander sent this. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. The story's from WTAP out of West Virginia. And it has to do with some magistrates who were working a little oddly with the law. And they may have started out thinking they were doing good, but what they did was actually pretty dumb. Former Pleasance County magistrates admonished over a holiday ticket scandal. This involves two magistrates. Stories out of St. Mary's, West Virginia. Two former Pleasance County magistrates are no longer able to serve in judicial office as part of an agreement they reached with the West Virginia Judicial Investigation Commission. They both signed statements admitting to and apologizing for their involvement in a donation scheme which saw at least 17 criminal cases dismissed in exchange for charitable donations. So again, you might be thinking, well, see, charity, that's a good thing. Well, you got to watch us unwound. The commission has publicly admonished the two as well. According to documents, the program was started by the St. Mary's Police Department in the 2000s and was meant to give people pulled over for minor traffic offenses the option to donate to charity instead of paying cash for a ticket they received. So you receive a minor speeding violation, and it's a $50 fine or $75 fine or $100 fine. Instead of paying the $100 fine, they'd say donate the $100 to charity. Just the money aspect of this. And it makes some sense. It was conducted during the last few months of the year, and donations went towards toys for underprivileged children. St. Mary's police chief has previously said the program was aimed at drivers caught speeding and was voluntary. If you wanted to opt out, say, no, I don't want to give the money to charity. I want to give the money to the state or the city or whoever gets it in that jurisdiction. I want them to have it. Most people complain about tickets and say that they are there to generate money. Here's an example of them actually saying, we don't necessarily want your money. Why don't you give it to charity? It's not going to change anything else. But instead of paying the fine in cash, you're going to pay it in charity. So in 2018, the Pleasance County Sheriff's Office joined the effort and began asking drivers if they wanted to donate money instead of facing prosecution. Now, this is different. This is where it starts getting weird. So you're facing prosecution for a crime, and they say, we're going to drop the charges if you'll donate to charity. If the driver said yes, then the ticket would be run through a municipal court instead of the magistrate court, which apparently allowed them to do this, and that continued through 2019 and 2020. So it started in the 2000s, and I guess they mean, you know, the zero, then a one digit, as opposed to 2010 and beyond. Also in 2018, Pleasance County prosecuting attorneys began expanding the holiday ticket program to some of their criminal cases. In exchange for a donation to the police department's toy drive, these two would make a motion for certain cases to be dismissed. Offenses they worked to excuse ranged from passing a school bus to a second offense DUI. Now, passing a school bus is wrong if you do it when the lights are on, the flashers, all that stuff. But a second offense DUI in most places has potential jail time attached to it. That's a serious offense. And to suggest that you got a second offense DUI and we're going to, in essence, drop the charges in exchange for you giving some money to charity is craziness. They upped the donations from $50 to anywhere between $200 and $5,000 between 2018 and 2020. These two offered to make donations to dismiss at least 19 criminal cases in exchange for donations to the toy drive. Now, here's the problem, is that you can ask a court to do anything you want. You can ask the court and say, Your Honor, can my client, you know, donate $1 to a charity and have the case dismissed? The judge knew, of course not. The problem is that the magistrates went along with this. And I've actually seen a judge on appeal ask an attorney, why did you ask the lower court to do that? Because he granted something stupid. And the attorney goes, you can't blame me for asking, can you? And the judge goes, I can. I'm going to reverse it. And he reversed it. But there is a problem with the judge doing something stupid. So here we have it that the magistrates agreed to dismiss every case they were asked to dismiss involving this program. So a prosecutor would stand in front of them and say, I got a guy here on a second offense DUI. And instead of prosecuting him, we've agreed that if he pays money to charity, the court will dismiss the case. And the magistrate said, okay, case dismissed. That's the gavel. One of the magistrates told investigators he dismissed 7 cases, and the other magistrate said she dismissed 10. So 17 cases between the two of them. The two were required to resign by Friday, August 13th, per their agreements with the commission, and both of them did so. So the problem here, and just to make sure this is very, very clear, is that the underlying notion was not a bad one at the start, but somehow it went wildly astray. At the beginning, it was, if you get a traffic ticket, we're going to adjudicate the ticket. And if fines and costs are assessed, we're going to let you pay the fine into a program that buys toys for underprivileged children. The rest of the case will be adjudicated exactly as it was before. It's just that we're going to divert the money. Instead of going to whoever gets the money in a traffic ticket, it goes to the needy. And many people would say, oh, that's kind of cool. Because in a roundabout way, the municipality is giving the money to charity. And it removes that thing I talked about before where a lot of people say the only purpose behind speeding tickets and those kinds of traffic infractions, they're just generating money. It's just a money generation scheme. So to suggest we're going to divert just the money, that's okay. But it changed to, oh, you can donate money to charity and we'll drop the prosecution. Where did that come from? Because think about this. They said they were doing it at the tail end of the year, presumably to coordinate with holidays where you might want to give young folk gifts. I'm guessing the holiday season, right? So during a couple months of the year, if you're getting prosecuted for anything up to a second offense, drunk driving, you can just pay some money to charity and they won't prosecute you. That is crazy. And so again, there were two prosecutors that were named here who were asking the judges or the magistrates to do this. And the magistrates are going, oh, okay, sure. And the magistrate should have looked at it. So let me get this straight. Person here is in front of me for a second drunk driving offense. A second drunk driving offense. They're facing potential jail time. I can tell you in Michigan, on a second offense, you can easily get 30 days in jail. 30 days in jail. And in exchange for them donating money to a charity, we're not going to prosecute them and simply dismiss the charges. Wouldn't it make more sense to say, we're going to prosecute them and we're going to fine them and we're going to give them the option of having those fines go to the charity? Because that way, everybody wins. The people still get the prosecution of the drunk driver, and the charity gets its money. So somewhere, somebody said, oh, if they're paying money, the charges get dropped. Which, by the way, I shouldn't have to point this out, but I will, simply because if I don't, someone's going to say, hey, you didn't point this out. I now do this. I try to anticipate these questions. Someone's going to say, Steve, the idea that someone says to you, pay some money and we'll drop the charges. It sounds a lot like bribery. Now, it's not bribery in that sense because the money's not going to the person who's soliciting the money. They're giving the money to charity. But it still has that unseemly feel to it. That icky feeling, right? The smell test, whatever you want to call it. The notion that you go to court, and you have an attorney, let's say, and the attorney comes back and goes, hey, they made us an offer. It's actually pretty interesting. They'll dismiss the charges in exchange for you paying some money to this charity. We'll drop the charges. No jail, no fines, no costs, just a donation to charity. And it just seems so strange that the fact that it evolved from, do you want to earmark some of your fine to charity, to, hey, you can pay some money to charity and get your charges entirely dismissed. It's crazy. It's crazy. So those two magistrates are no longer magistrates. Apparently, they can still practice law, but they can no longer practice magistrating. So there you go. But from West Virginia, WTAP, and Xander sent to me, Zach Shriver wrote the story, by the way. Former Pleasance County magistrates admonished over a holiday ticket scandal. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Sunset is the opening music of the night.